Israel has carried out new bombing raids on the Hamas-run territory of Gaza, while diplomats have renewed efforts to end the conflict. The United Nations is holding an emergency session to press for a ceasefire. In Israel, there's overwhelming support for the war in Gaza, despite strong criticism from even friendly nations. But some in Israel are beginning to worry that the conflict could harm Israel's international reputation, particularly its growing relationship with Europe. Doctors say more than 1,000 Palestinians have been killed, almost a third of them children. Middle East correspondent Ben Knight reports.
This war, not surprisingly, still dominates the news in Israel. Israelis are serious news consumers, and every day there's rolling coverage on television. And nor have the networks or the newspapers shied away from showing the images of injured civilians in Gaza that have aroused such anger outside this country. Support for this war among Jewish Israelis regularly polls at between 80 and 90% and shows no sign of falling. Elliot Jager is a senior editor at the Jerusalem Post newspaper.
I'd say that this is the first time since the 73 war, when we were attacked by Egypt and Syria. This is probably the war that has the most widespread support.
There's been very little debate inside Israel about the way this war is being conducted. But now the peace movement is beginning to find its voice. Michael Sfard is a lawyer with the Israeli human rights group Yesh Din.
Israeli leaders have stopped talking about our opponents as human beings. And it is especially true about Gaza. Ordinary Israelis do not look at the people inside as human beings.
Does that surprise you?
Unfortunately, it doesn't surprise me. I live here since I was born. I know my people. And I've been witnessing in the last few years a constant process of corrosion in our moral sensitivity to the suffering of the other side of the conflict.
Until now, concern in Israel about international reaction has been limited to reports of a rise in anti-Semitic attacks in Europe. But after 2.5 weeks, some in the Israeli media are now beginning to wonder if this war is going to cause long-term damage to their country's reputation. There are signals from Europe that this war could cool relations between Israel and the EU, while its relations with Turkey, through whom Israel talks to hostile countries like Syria, are at a low point. Wednesday's Haaretz newspaper carried a story about foreign diplomats telling Israel's president, Shimon Peres, that while they understood the reason behind this war, Israel had crossed a line in Gaza. Elliot Jager says such criticism is nonsense.
It means nothing. When people talk about, we understand what you're going through, we understand you have a theoretical right to defend yourself, but please don't exercise it where people actually get hurt. That's the understanding we're getting from what you just described as, you know, friendly diplomats. I think that what matters is that we win this war, that the goals that we set for this war are achieved. With regard to whether or not people stop loving us, I got news for you. If the choice is being loved or surviving, we choose survival.
Elliot Jager, a senior editor at the Jerusalem Post newspaper.